first parak of Kingdom Second Mishnah, we're starting to discuss the cases where birds got mixed with one another. Chatos nisabel ba'ohila ba'ohila b'chatos. If he had a group of birds that were specified as oilas and one chatos got mixed into it, well, the other way around, a group of birds that were specified as oilas and one chatos and one oila got mixed into him. Afilu echad beriba yemusu kulam. Even one in 10,000, you have to kill all of them, because halacha is balei chayim are not bottom. So we have no bittul over here, and each bird we're not sure if it's a chatas or oila. We have no way to do it. If it's a chatas, has to be brought on the bottom. If it's oila, has to be brought on the top. And very well, you have to let them all die. Chatas nava b'choive. If a chatas, what it says, arev b'choive. Choive means two birds that were set aside for a chiyuv, which be'etzem, one should be an oila and one should be a chatas, but he didn't specify which is which. So basically, each bird could be potentially oila or potential chatas. So whatever I have over here, I have a chatas that got nisara with two birds, and now if you make a chesed, what's the maximum amount of chatas in this mixture? Two, because my chatas plus one chatas from the other. But I can't bring two birds as a chatas, because maybe the two I'm bringing are from that set, and that set has to be one oila, one chatas. Therefore, in kosher elokim minyan chatos shebechoyva, as many chatas are there in the choyva that I can bring. So if I have two birds that weren't specified, and one chatas got mixed into it, I could bring one bird as a chatas, because mamanoshel. If it's my chatas, it's a chatas, and if it's from that group, so one of the two anyway has to be a chatas. The same thing the other way around. If a oila got mixed into two birds, that one should be eventually a chatas, one an oila. And kosher kaminin oila shevachayiv. Then you can bring the amount of oila shevachayiv. So if you had one chayiv over there, two birds, I bring one bird. Has a mixture now of three birds, but he can only bring out of that whole mixture only one as an oila, and that's it. If you had five birds, then you can bring two as oilas, because manushach, if it's the oila that he mixed in now, vadagut, and even from that mixture, since out of those four birds, two can't be brought as an oila, so it's all right. Bein shechoy v'ruba v'nedav ha'mulet, there's no difference whether there's more choyves than nedava. For example, okay, so we had four birds of choyve and one bird of nedava. Bein shenedav ha'mulet, v'choy v'mulet, or the other way around, there's more nedavas than choyve. You always go by the choyva, because as far as the nedava, I mixed in 20 oilas, I can bring 20 oilas. That's not the problem. The problem is that I have two birds over here, that one is an oila and one is a chatas. I can't bring two birds, because maybe I'm going to get those two birds. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make the oila into a chatas. Or the other way around, to a chatas into oila, depending on what kind of mixed into me. The Ein-Shish name Shabbos, whether they're all the same. The rule is, if you have a known bird, let's say a chatas, that gets mixed into sets of birds that were not specified, I can only bring the amount of, if the chatas got mixed in, the amount of chatas in that choyva, which in this case will be one choyva, will be one bird, if two choyvas, two birds. And you bring them both. In the case of the chatas got mixed in, both is chatas.